Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. So very excited that you have taken a moment to join us once again on today, simply to hear a word from the Most High God. Prophetess Jenkins, how are you doing on today?
I'm blessed of the Lord, woman of God. I'm glad to be here also. I'm glad to be able to be on the broadcast today and to share and to bless the people of God.
Glory to God. Well, listen, for those of you that are joining us for the first time, this is a radio broadcast right here on WWW, the World Wide Web. The name of this particular show is called Prophetically Speaking with TBM. TBM stands for Trinontia Balka Ministries. That would be me. I am Prophetess Trinontia Balka, and along with me I have this dedicated, I'm telling you, she is just an on-fire soldier for the Lord, and I just thank God for her on an everyday basis. That's none other than Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. Prophetess Jenkins, here in the city of Houston, we have hit temperatures as high as 104 degrees. What's the temperature like there where you are?
I think it's like 99.
Wow. I tell you what, I certainly do not want to die and go to hell. I do not want to go to hell. This is more than enough for me. Prophetess Jenkins, give us an update. How are things going with that wonderful testimony of your sister?
First of all, I just thank God for being here. Just to give a shout out, my sister, if you have not been on the broadcast, she had been sick with a hernia. They moved the hernia. And woman of God, she told me today, the doctor told her after she began to recover that when he first did the surgery, he thought she was going to meet her maker, he told her. He said, Miss Jackie, I thought you were going to meet your maker. I didn't think you would make it. But I'm telling you, she drove here today. I fixed her breakfast. We sit down and conversate. She's driving. She went from 350 pounds to 279 pounds.
Wow.
So she's doing awesome. I give God the glory and the honor of what he did in her life, that she rose from the dead, almost dead, to life and life abundantly. So I'm giving God the glory. Praise God for that.
I'm telling you, that takes us, that is a beautiful segue, takes us directly smack dab in the middle of the topic that we have on today. Now, for those of you that had the opportunity of joining us over the past month or two, we have been discussing and dissecting the wonderful and the exciting topic of birthing. Now, we've gone through many different topics. Prophetess Jenkins, as we've gone through this topic of birthing, was there any particular segment that happened to be your favorite?
The birthing is after the travailing and the painful tragedy, the things we go through in getting ready to bring forth that child. The favorite thing that when the child comes out and that birth is completed, the parent is happy. We are happy, and we see a beautiful specimen of what God has done in our life.
So at that point, on the other week, I think it may have been about a week or 2 weeks ago, many of you may have seen the video that we posted about the woman giving birth to the baby, and we actually could see everything that the mother had to go through, the travail, the pain, the pause, the while the push, oh, yeah, it was really rough, everything that the woman had to go through. But through it all, the doctor remained focused. He began to kept telling her to push. The doctor himself began to reach in and to help her to get the thing that was on the inside of her out. Needless to say, through everything, the process, the growing, the pains, the contractions, the labor, the weight gain, the hair growth, the skin change, everything that comes along with birth, we've talked about it. But glory be to God, we've gotten to the end of that topic. Many of us now have given birth to some wonderful things. You know, Prophetess Jenkins, I shared on last week how even myself, this particular topic really just kind of jumped all in my Kool-Aid and my Cheerios, and I mean just really just begin to stir things in my spirit. And I give God praise, you know, woman of God, that even through this topic, God himself had me in the middle of a transition that I myself was not even aware of. But I give God praise that, you know, even as the baby goes through a birthing period, the baby comes out. And, you know, one of the last things, Prophetess Jenkins, that we had the opportunity to talk about is the reason why the baby comes out. And the reason why the baby has to be birthed out is because the baby becomes too large for the place where it is. And, you know, when the baby is birthed out, we begin to talk about transition. The baby has to transition from the womb. The baby has to come from the place, the holding place, and the baby has to be birthed into a new atmosphere. And guess what the Lord began to deal with me about? As the baby is birthed into a new atmosphere, one of the reasons why is because the baby has to stretch. The baby has to be able to stretch out its arms, stretch out his legs. And, you know, woman of God, when we begin to talk about that baby coming out and that baby being able to stretch out and that baby being able to come forth, that really indicates that baby being able to manifest its full potential. You know, the baby can never be its full potential in the womb. The baby can never show its beauty. The baby can never show its talent. The baby can never show its giftedness. The baby can never Google or Gaga. The baby can't be able to express itself. The baby can never come into its own personality. The baby can never learn to walk. The baby can never learn to do so many things as long as it's in an enclosed space in the womb. But you know, when the baby comes forth, when the baby is birthed, the baby is able to stretch its arms. The baby is able to stretch its legs. And you know, woman of God, it puts me in the mind frame of when we wake up from a long, deep sleep. And one of the first things we do is we yawn and we stretch. Why? Because we're preparing for this new day. We're preparing for the journey that's up ahead. And so we want to stretch and wake up those muscles and wake up those body parts that have been asleep. And when we yawn, you know, it's taking a deep, long, deep breath and releasing. It's pulling in something, but it's releasing all of the toxins and the negative energy and preparing ourselves to enter on a new day's journey. And so now, woman of God, that brings us to where we are today. As you shared that wonderful testimony about your sister, she went through herself a birthing situation where God was doing some wonderful things. You know, many times Prophetess Jenkins has had an opportunity to share some things, but one of the things that she had not shared about her sister is that we've talked before, and her sister actually had a desire to lose some weight. There were some things her sister actually desired to do, but she just did not know that this would be the route that God would actually allow her to walk through to manifest something wonderful in her life. And yeah. So when we began to talk about where she was flat on her back. She yeah. was in a bad place. She was in a place where the doctors themselves said that we thought you were going to go and meet your maker. But the grace of God stepped on in, but the mercy of God stepped in. A hand of God stepped in, and that woman of God got up, and as Prophetess Jenkins said, she rose from a place of death, and she's now walking in a place of life. Prophetess Jenkins, do you have the opportunity to see our power word for the day? Are you in position to see that right now?
The power word for today is to rise. The word yes. rise.
Are you able to read that definition to our listeners?
Yes. It means to hold up a second, get back there.
Sure.
Drives me to get up from line from a line sitting on kneeling position, assume an upright position.
So we're going
to be word. Let me say it again.
Yes.
Drives me to get up from a line position, or a kneeling position, and assume an upright position. My sister assumed that upright. She was flat on her back, couldn't do anything for herself. She laid there with a breathing machine down her throat, tubes all down everywhere, and she couldn't do anything for herself, but she could talk, think to herself. And she said she began to pray within her spirit and say, Lord, you say you're the healer. And I think you just said that you're going to heal me. You're going to heal me. She kept saying on the word of God. She believed God, and she defeat the enemy. My brother told her, you got victory over what the enemy tried to do to you. That's big words, because the devil wanted her dead. She was the doctor said she was at death's door. But I'm telling you, it's like God told death to get thee behind. This one you won't take. And she began to struggle, and she began to fight the good fight of faith, until she succeeded, and began to walk and talk. And I'm telling you, a walking miracle.
Mm.
Her clothes are too big. I cannot believe. She began to come in my closet, and I said, pick what you want. She was not one to wear none of my clothes. Mm. I'm calling you, but I'm not as big as she is. But I'm telling you, God began to do some things in her life. And I said, girl, you are a walking miracle of what God can do and will do in our lives if we stand faithful and believe in his word. Because the devil, the Bible said, John 10:10 say, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God said, I come that you might have life and have life abundantly. So I'm telling you, she's walking an abundant life right now. She knows her God more than she knew before, because he did a miracle in our life. Amen?
My God. And it's so ironic when this situation took place. She began going through this process right when we began talking about birthing. And it's just like God to allow us to have a physical representation of a spiritual word. God allowed us to see something physical take place. So he allowed us to see a birthing in the spirit take place so that we can take a hold of God's word and know that what God said will come to pass.
Amen.
Of God is, we are talking about this rise, and we're saying get up from where you are. Listen, I want you to, before we go any further, read what our virtue values has to say on today.
Hallelujah. It says, virtue value says, let's do, let's be, let's go. Luke 2, and it comes from scripture 2, for Luke 2, verse 49, and he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know I must be about my Father's business?
My God. Did you not know that I must be?
Did not know.
And I must be about my Father's business. So, woman of God, now we have to look back on the last season that we went through when God had us in the womb. We have to look back on the past stuff that God just brought us out of. You know, birthing is bloody.
Yes.
Birthing has all type of dirtiness involved with it. And many of us, Prophetess Gloria, we have gone through some bloody, nasty, grotesque situations. But now that God has brought you through that, now that God has walked you into a miraculous place, now that God has transitioned you from the bloody place and he has brought you into a whole nother position, now we've got to go with the new virtue value. Let's go. It's time to go now. It's time now to take what you've been through and use it as a testimony. What God allowed us to go through was to make us, not to break us. What God has allowed you to go through was so that you could see something that you were not able to see before. One of the things, woman of God, I found out is that many times we find ourselves in bloody, gory, nasty, filthy situations, and we understand that where we are, we know that God is with us, but sometimes we feel like there's no God all around us. We're in situations where we oftentimes feel just like Job. We feel like God has forsaken us. We feel like, God, I've done this for you. I've done that for you. I've been faithful, but now I'm in a bloody, gory, nasty situation. God, where are you? One of the things I found out, Prophetess Jenkins, one of the things God revealed to me, there are many times when God has us in a holding pattern. He has us in a place because there's something that we are supposed to see. There's something that God wants us to have revelation on. And one of the things I found out, we want to get out of it. We want to move out of it. We don't want to be surrounded by this. We don't want to see this any longer. But woman of God, I found out that there are times when you can't move from the bloody place. You can't move from the gory place. You can't move from the dirty place. Why? Because you have yet to see what God has intended for you to see while you were there. Everything we go through, nothing is to be wasted. Prophetess Jenkins, I remember as a young girl, I remember coming to Louisiana. My grandmother would be there. And I remember we would have scraps, and we would get done with our chicken, and we would have the bones, or many times as children we would have the bread, and we would peel off the edges of the bread because we didn't want it, or there would be something that might be left, and maybe nobody wanted it, or even it may have been food that may not have been good to us. But one thing I found out, no matter whether it was a bone, a piece of meat, some food that my grandfather may have brought from his day at work, maybe he didn't eat his lunch, it was whatever was left, one thing I found out, there was no scraps. There was nothing that was not usable for something. We had a bucket that was called a slop bucket. And even when we found no use for the food that we had left, even when we found no room to be able to eat a bone that we've already eaten the chicken off of, we still had a slop bucket. We didn't see the purpose of being throwing this food in the bucket. We didn't realize that the food still had some use. We didn't know that this nasty-looking stuff was that was actually going to sustain the life of someone else. When we threw our trash, we threw our leftovers in the slop bucket, we were then able to take the slop bucket, the stuff that we thought was no good, the stuff we didn't want, the stuff that we felt was unusable, and we were able to take that slop bucket, pour that food into the hog pen, and the very food that we didn't want because it was so disgusting, it was the very food that kept the life of the hogs alive. And for anyone that knows anything about country life, and I understand Prophetess Jenkins understands clearly, not only will we take the slop and keep the hogs alive, but then my grandfather will turn around and kill the very hog and make food from the very hog, and then we will be able to eat that. Yes. So nothing that we go through is wasted.
Come on.
May have a slop bucket somewhere. There may be a time when you have some stuff you ain't altogether ready to talk about. You throw it in the slop bucket. Maybe a testimony that you're quite not quite sure that you're ready to share, you throw it in the slot bucket. But I guarantee you, the very stuff that God has transitioned you from, the gory place, the nasty place, the filthy place, you might not feel like that place had no significance whatsoever. You may feel like I went through all that. You went through all that. But listen, nothing that God has brought us through is to be wasted. Nothing. Go right here, Prophetess Jenkins.
Hallelujah. When I think about woman of God, when I think about the birth of a child, even after going through much pain and ache and just having a hard time of bringing that child forth, and after that child comes up, comes out, you just can't just hold a baby because it goes back to your virtue bag. You say, just let's do it. Let's be let's you, your virtue bag saying let's do it.
Let's be, let's do, let's go.
Let's go. If we don't do nothing with the baby, after God has given us the perfect child, we have to be able to take care of that child. We have to be able to get up and go. We have to rise and do something to make sure that child is taken care of. The same thing is God pregnant us with visions. We just can't think about the vision. We can't just think about what he's impregnated us with. We have to be about the Father's vision.
Yes.
Why are you asking me? Why are you wondering where I'm at? Don't you know I'm about my Father's business?
Yes.
Don't you know I'm doing what he called me to do?
Yes.
Don't you know I'm about my Father's business? When we bring forth that child, that is the exact epitome of what God is doing in our lives. When he impregnated a woman, he expects that woman to take care of that child.
Yes.
When he impregnate us with visions and dreams and it comes forth, we just can't look at the vision. We can't just look and think about it. We got to be about the Father's business to make sure they come to full fruition, because you're going to touch somebody's life. You're going to do some things with God and impregnate you with something to bring to fullness, because there's something about that vision. There's something about that dream, that vision he's impregnating you with. It's going to bless somebody.
Yes.
It's going to bless somebody. We're about the Father's business. It's not about us. It's not that prosper. We prosper along the way, but when we get a vision about what God has called us to do, we are about the Father's will, because we know it's going to bless somebody. It's for some. Even when we go through trials and tribulation, when I lost my daughter, I didn't think God would use that for me to bless other people. It was so devastating, so traumatic. How can I get good? How can God turn this around for good? He spoke that word to me. He said, Gloria, I'm going to turn this situation for good, and I'm going to get the glory out of this. And I wonder, how can you get the glory out of my dead daughter? I no longer have her. But God turned this situation around that I'm able to minister to people who have lost their loved ones. Because what I went through, somebody else is going to go through it. And you're going to be that person to encourage and to inspire that person that you can make it. You can do it. You can rise up again and be all that God has called you to be. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah. And you know, Prophetess Jenkins, you said some good, good, good stuff. You know, I'm always able to glean from you. But let me tell you, when Jesus said, why are you looking for me? If you were to read the story, let me just give you a little bit of background. Jesus himself was just a lad. He was a child. And the thing I love about that scripture is that many of us have just given birth. So when we just give birth, that thing is young. It's an infant that we've given birth to. Jesus himself was young. And as the family was traveling, because they would travel at a certain time of the year, and so as they were traveling, Jesus himself, and remember, we're talking about in Jesus' time, so they didn't have cars. They had animals that they rode in. They walked. And so as they traveled, they did not travel in just a small group, but this was a massive amount of people. And so it was easy for Jesus to be able to run off and get into something. But then as they were looking for him and they didn't find him, Mom and Dad had to leave the company of the people to go. Mary and Joseph, they had to go and go look for him. And the Bible says that as they went to look for him, they had to leave the company of people that they were traveling with and go and look for him, because as parents, they felt the need to be responsible for that they've given birth to. And so now they're going to go look for the child of birth. They're looking for him. And when they found him, there he was teaching that were older than he was. And so they began to say, "What are you doing, Jesus? We're looking for you." He turned around as if he were offended. And it reminds me of when the angel came to Mary and said, "Hail, woman, full of grace, God has favored you. You are favored." And it was at that moment that Mary was given an assignment. So that God had already came to Mary in the form of an angel and told her, "You're going to be pregnant with a child. This child is from the Holy Ghost." So Mary already knew that this was not a normal child that she was pregnant with. Mary already knew that she was giving birth to a Messiah. Mary already knew that what she was about to give birth to was sent into this world to transform this world. And so when Jesus turned around and looked at her, he was offended. In other words, it was as if to say, "You already knew that when you carried me, your body was a vehicle. But I came here on an assignment from heaven. You already knew that, Mary. So why are you looking for me when you know that now I am here to be about my Father's business?"
Amen. Oh, glory.
You already know why I'm here. So many of us, we've gone through some stuff. We've pushed our way through some stuff. We've had to carry some heavy burdens. Many of us have had to cry. We've had to push. We've had to travail. We've had to transition. We've been put on pause. We've been put in process. But did you not know? Why are you acting surprised now? Do you not know that everything that you went through, it was so that you could be about the Father's business?
Mm.
You have an assignment. This is the reason why you gave birth. This is the reason why you had a seed. This is the reason why you had to walk through the process. This is why when you wanted to walk away, God said no, because there was still more for you to see. Why did you see what you had to see? Why did you walk through what you walked through? Why did you push through what you pushed through? Why did you take wrong when you knew you were right? Why did you stop talking so God could talk? Why did you move out of God's way so God could be God? Why? It's because God has you on an assignment. Now it's time to get up, people of God.
Mm.
It's time to get up. Hey. Glory to God. It's time to be about the Father's business. We see so many things on the news. So much taking place in the world that we live in. And many times we have an opinion. But now it's no longer time for your opinion. Now it's time for you to get up and do what God has called you to do. Why did you look for me?
Hallelujah.
Why are you looking for me? Why are you tripping? Why are you calling me out? Why? Why, when you already knew that when I was sent here, I was sent here on an assignment. And many of you, listen, I feel the need to tell you that some of us have with those that are closest to us because you want to do what God has called you to do, but you have someone that wants to hold on to you so tight that they don't want to release you into the glory, into the greatness. But you've got to be man of God enough. You got to be woman of God enough. You got to be Holy Ghost filled enough where you stand like Jesus did and said, "Why?" When you know that I'm on an assignment by God. Why? Why are you trying to put me through this unnecessary turmoil when you know I'm on an assignment? My God, why are you wanting to talk crazy now? Why do you want a divorce now? Why do you want to walk away now? Why do you want to scandalize my name now? Why do you want to lie now when you knew I'm here on an assignment by God? Why are you looking for me now? Prophetess Jenkins, I can go on.
You know,
I can go on. But yes, people of God, listen. It's time to rise up and be about the Father's business. Listen to me. We have football season that has now come into the arena. As a result of that, I want you to join us on the Prophetic View Talk Show. But our time has gone through a change. And instead of us coming to you at 8:30, we're going to come to you at 7:30 because we have football season now. But we want to make sure you join us on the Prophetic View, the UrbanHoustonNetwork.com. Take a look at what's going on. Every Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m., you can join us right here on the Blog Talk Radio site, the Prophetically Speaking Radio Show. Prophetess Jenkins, I feel God. I tell you, I'm in the glory of God right now and just really basking on the things that God has had to say. And before we go, do you have anything else that you want to say before we get off the air?
I just want to reiterate what you said. You said, let's do. People, listen. Let's do, let's be, and then let's go. If you don't get nothing else, entering on that and that virtual value, let's do it. Let's be all he takes to be. Let's do it. Let's go. Just pick up and go. Begin to do what God has called you to do. Begin to move in the direction. Begin to move with the transition that he placed on your life. Begin to do. And watch God begin to bless your life like you've never been blessed before.
My God, and one more thing I'm going to add, and then we're going to have to go. But when Jesus was with his family, if you read the story, if you study the story, Jesus went in a total opposite direction of the crowd. His mom and dad, Mary and Joseph, had to leave the direction that they were originally going in to go in a whole other direction to go look for Jesus. Many times you're going to be going in the total opposite direction of the crowd. But don't worry. Follow God. Transition with God. And allow the glory of God to rise on your life so God can take you to heights on you.
Hallelujah.
People of God, we love you. Next Tuesday, we're going to be back here with you, 3 o'clock p.m. God bless you. We love you. Rise in Jesus' name. I love you, Prophetess Jenkins.
I love you also. God bless you.
Yes. Yeah.